Hello, it's Ethan Fixmer, your show host for today. And before we begin, I'd like to start by saying thank you to our listeners with us now. Today we will be joined with our co-show host, Austin Langley.
It's a pleasure to be here with you today, Ethan.
Thank you, Austin. So, Austin, there is an article published in 2016 from Stephen G. about weathering, erosion, and deposition. Would you happen to know anything along the lines of that topic?
Yes, I did a research project on sediment controls engineering just a couple of months ago.
Today we're going to be talking about the forces that cause sediments to be weathered away, eroded, and deposited.
All right.
First, I'm going to start off by giving a brief overview of weathering, erosion, and deposition. Weathering is the breaking down or dissolving of rocks and minerals on the surface of the earth.
What happens to the sediments after they break down?
Once sediments break down, a process called erosion transports the bits of rock and mineral away. No rock on Earth is hard enough to resist the forces of weathering and erosion. Together, these processes carve landmarks such as the Grand Canyon. This massive canyon is 277 miles long, 18 miles wide, and 1,600 meters deep.
Wow, that's cool. Is there a name for when the sediments are done moving?
Yep. That's deposition. Deposition is when the forces cause the sediments to stop moving, leading them to be deposited at a different location than the place where they first started eroding. Deposition can lead to the piling up of sediments, like in sand dunes.
Exactly. Last year, I went to the Great Star Sand Dune in Colorado. It's the third most famous dune in the world, and it's a national park.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, Ethan.
Yeah?
I have a question. You talked about force causing weathering, erosion, and deposition. But what are the actual forces?
Well, each of the forces are different.
Okay. What are some of the forces that cause weathering?
Well, there are three different types of weathering. Mechanical weathering, chemical weathering, and biological weathering. Mechanical weathering includes wind and water abrasion, ice wedging, glaciers, and striations. Chemical weathering includes acid rain, carbonation, and oxidation. And biological weathering is any living thing that can make a change in two structures.
You obviously know a lot about this topic.
Yeah, I learned most of that from an article by Caroline Williams written in 2017 called The Forces That Cause Weathering and Erosion.
Very impressive. Could you tell me more about abrasion and oxidation?
Sure. There are two types of abrasion, wind abrasion and water abrasion. Wind abrasion is caused by the force of the wind blowing sediments against rock faces, like the Sphinx's nose. Over time, the Sphinx's nose started to wear off. This is because the Sphinx had been subject to wind abrasion for thousands of years.
I've seen before and after images of the Sphinx before.
Yep, that's wind abrasion. And oxidation is when oxygen fills up metal and causes it to rust.
So what about water abrasion?
Oh yeah, sorry. Water abrasion is caused by two forces, wind and gravity. Wind causes water to be blown against rock faces, kind of like the wind abrasion, but with water. It also helps in the formation of waves, which weather away all sorts of surfaces by the coast. And as for gravity, it causes rain to fall down from the sky and weather away any surface it lands on. Also, gravity from the moon causes tides in the formation of waves, like when you're at the beach. The later in the day, the further up the moon pulls the tides.
Wow, Ethan, I never knew that. Where did you learn that?
Actually, last week I saw a study that was published from the National Ocean Service talked about the formation of waves and tides.
We obviously read a lot of articles.
Yeah.
So, what do you know about which force causes eruption?
Eruption is when forces cause weathered sediments to be moved from one place to another.
Yes, but what force causes it?
Oh yes, erosion is mainly caused by the wind picking up sediments and causing them to travel with it, like in sandstorms or when the wind blows in your face.
I hate when that happens.
Me too. Erosion can also be from water, like in streams, when the current causes sediments to travel with it.
I never thought of that.
So,
Ethan, what causes deposition?
Deposition is when the forces of erosion stop, and when the sediments have nothing to carry or move them. resulting in gravity overtaking them and causing them to drop back to the ground or settle in a specific position.
Like what you said, like what you said earlier about forming the sand dunes?
Yeah.
Wow, Ethan, you know quite a lot about what force causes weathering, erosion, and deposition.
Thank you, Austin. I'm glad I could help educate all our listeners on the forces causing weathering, erosion, and deposition in our world today. Bye.